Welcome all you horror fans. This is, in case you didn't know, and you didn't because this is the first episode, Ghost Ninja Raccoon. Coon, coon, coon. What's up, everybody? My name is CG, or you could call me Crystal, and this is Ghost Ninja Raccoon, the inaugural episode. Guess what this is about? You don't know. I'm about to tell you. This is a horror movie podcasting show where me, CG, I watch a horror movie that is some crazy shit that I decided I wanted to watch, and then I'm gonna tell you about it in about 20 minutes or less. You can watch it or you cannot watch it because I'm gonna tell you what happened, but you can watch it and determine whether or not I left out details that was crucial to the movie or if my synopsis was straight on point. I happen to prefer campy horror movies. I love me some 70s, 80s, old shit. I'm really a big fan of practical effects, so I tend to like that kind of stuff. Also, this is adult as fuck. It's going to be a lot of swear words, a lot of cussing, a lot of inappropriateness, so do not let your kids listen to this shit unless you don't really give fucks about your kids, you know, future development. I mean, you know, whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Do what you want. So I am going to watch a movie. I shall tell you about it as it happens, so there really won't be any spoilers until the end, unless it's something I already saw, and then I'll tell you ahead of time if I'm going to spoil it before we get to the end. But I'm going to record it in segments. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to stop. I'm going to tell you about the people, tell you about the scenes, tell you about what's kind of happening in the movie. I'm going to put my own little spin on it, make it real quick and to the point, because I hate shit dragging all day. And I happen to be one of those people who I personally love horror movies. I like other stuff, but I be getting all emotional, so I don't really be want to watch it. So having somebody just tell me about it real quick, I love it. So you can pretend you watched some of this shit, although I can't think of some of the things that I watch. You might not want to pretend you watched it, but you might just like listening to me tell you about it. So for the very first one, because I do love old school, but I want to kind of keep it modern and fresh, I'm watching this straight to streaming bullshit called You Can't Kill Stephen King. This movie was made in 2015. It's a smooth hour and 22 minutes. Just the shit I like, under 90 minutes. Yes. So let me tell you what it's about. A campy horror film about a group of friends who make a clueless and ill-fated decision to visit the lake where horror author Stephen King lives. So, I'm also right in the middle of a 31 horror movie marathon with some of my horror movie friends, and I needed to watch a horror comedy. So, I'm using this as my horror comedy entry, and also I'm going to tell y'all about it. But I do like classic stuff. I do like all kinds of shit. But whatever the case, we starting with this because this is kind of like a modern day adaptation of like my most favorite shits. I love Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street and just a whole bunch of random bullshit. Motel Hell, Tourist Trap, whatever. Troll. That's old shit I like. I like Insidious. The first four Saw movies. The ones after that. Come on. Let's stop. The first two Paranormal Activities after that, just like fucking move. But anyway, so we about to start it off with You Can't Kill Stephen King. It's 3.7 on IMDb out of 10. So that's kind of bad. 3 out of 5 stars on Amazon Prime, but probably only 3 people rated this shit. But I'm gonna tell you what it's about. It's probably gonna be at least entertaining. I expect there to be some good kills. Hopefully it's not like CGI'd out. I'm hoping it's got a little bit of practical effects in it. I mean, it's 1 hour and 22 minutes. It can't possibly, no, it could be horrible. What am I talking about? If you haven't seen Thanksgiving 3, watch the first 10 minutes and you'll understand. But anyway, about to get it going with You Can't Kill Stephen King. I'll be back momentarily to tell you about the characters in this film and give you some basic information about the setting and what I think is about to happen. And we'll go from there. Welcome. So I'm back. This movie is a horror comedy, if I didn't say that the first time, but I'm pretty sure I did. And also, I don't take notes. So that's why I record it as I watch it, because memories. Anywho, so what I do like about this movie is it right off the rip knows this is trying to be kind of like a horror comedy, spoofy. It's campy, it's purposeful. They know they doing, you know, throwing out all of the horror movie tropes. So they actually introduce all the characters with like a little screenshot with their picture and tell you their name and kind of their role in the movie. So we got like the token black guy. I didn't write their names down, so I kind of do a similar thing, but with my own nickname. So we got the token black guy. He driving. So we got a group of kids. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell y'all anything about what the hell was happening. We got a group of kids going camping up near where Stephen King lives, you know, for the weekend. They obviously about to all get fucked up. The movie opens with a girl running through the woods, and she got on like a half shirt, some panties, and some running shoes or sneakers. She kind of bloody, and then she get hit in the face. And then it cut to the movie. I'm not sure if when in the timeline that happens relative to when this movie starts. So driving the car, we got token black dude. We got a brother, sister, and the brother also got his girlfriend there. The brother is like an ex-Iraqi veteran, so we probably gonna call him soldier. And then we got his lily white girlfriend, and she like all like, you know, lily white. And then his sister, and then like the slutty girl, and you know, she got a nice rack, and then the asshole nerd. So the asshole nerd is only there. He is not here for camping. He is only here because he want to try to meet Stephen King or see Stephen King. That's why he is here. He is not here for no boats. He is not here for no sunshine, no tents, none of that outside bullshit. He's here to get his book signed or something of that nature. So they ran around, they go to this diner, you know, some fucked up shit happened at the diner. The Harbinger in this movie, this old diner lady, like, Stephen King don't live here, y'all need to raise up, don't be fucking around, ain't shit to hear. Y'all need to go up to the other town, that's like 20 miles north of here, go there, that shit is dope, that's for y'all, ain't shit to do here. They're like, fuck that bitch, we about to go find Stephen King. So they go find a boat rental place. They're about to rent a boat for the weekend. They get a boat. The boat's called Christine. Ha ha. The black dude ended up having to drive the car back to get some gas and then back to the house that they staying at. Somebody's, you know, uncle, granddad, niece, nephew, mama left them a house in the woods for the weekend or some shit. So everybody else is on the boat partying. They dropped off douche nerd at the house because he threw up and shit. And so we got slutty girl, brother, sister, lily white on the boat. Black dude finally find a gas station as he about to run out of gas. And then I always watch my movies with the subtitles on just so in case I don't understand everything they saying. And so it's like ominous music, and they got this little creepy dude at the gas station. So somebody, I'm about 20 minutes in and nobody got killed yet, so I'm expecting probably the black dude gonna get killed first, either him or the douche nerd, because they're the only two people that's actively by themselves right now, so that when everybody else get back, they're gonna be like, where is such and such? Oh, they have a reason to dismiss why they're not around. So either the black or douche nerd about to get killed. I'm going to find out. And then I'm going to come back. And I'm going to tell y'all who had got killed. I might go 2 or 3 more kills before I return this time. But my early prediction is that Lily White's going to make it to the end. Because that's usually how it goes. Soldier might make it to almost the end. And then he'll probably like sacrifice himself at the end for his boo cup. So we going to see. I'll be back. I was right. The back lewd. Black dude got killed at the gas station. He playing his music loud as fuck. These country people don't like that. It was 2 creepy kids at the gas station too. They was adorable, but creepy as fuck. I wonder if this can count as my creepy kids category. No, because they're not the stars. Anyway, he get back in the car after he paid for the gas. You could clearly see some gloopy shit on the motherfucking steering wheel. Yet and still, he grabs the steering wheel anyway with the gloopy shit on it. And then his throat gets slit from behind. So they finally get back from the boat. The other kids, they like, where the fuck is the black dude? The douche nerd is like, I don't fucking know. I ain't even look for him. So they're like, fine, let's go see if we can find him. They go back to the boat dude. He telling me send it for gas. They walk to the gas station. They see he fucking dead. But he not like just dead in the car with his throat slit. He's actually now been dismembered and his body parts is all over the fucking gas station. And they got like him covered up. So the brother dude that go with the one girl, soldier, he got like PTSD like a motherfucker. So every time something happened, he like shaking and shit like some shit about to happen. And the sheriff and everybody like, look, we don't know what happened. He got attacked by a wolf. And he like a fucking wolf at a gas station, like in the middle of the day. A wolf just came up to the gas station and ripped his person to shreds. And like nobody heard anything after he went into the gas station and paid the gas. But, you know, they like, nope. So they leave. They get back to the crib. Douche nerd like, what the fuck happened to the black? And they like, he killed. He makes some funny jokes. They like, dog, quit being an asshole. He tried to fuck the He tried to kiss the slutty girl while she crying and shit. And they like, you such an asshole, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So the slutty girl go off in a room crying by herself. And the soldier come in there and he like, girl, you know, we sorry. Ronnie's an asshole. Apparently, the soldier and his sister, their parents died when they was young. So Ronnie's parents kind of looked out for them. And so they kind of grew up with him. So he kind of like they long time childhood friend. But he's a fucking asshole and everybody hate him. And he real smart. So, Lily White tell Ronnie go apologize to the slutty girl. So when he getting ready to apologize, the slutty girl see him come in. And so then she kissed the soldier. And so Ronnie get all pissed off. Like, you know, I liked her. That was going to be my future wife. He like, the fuck? So Ronnie tell everybody that the soldier kissed the slutty girl. And he was like, that's not what happened. It wasn't like that. Then Lily White get all pissed. Like, I fucking waited for you while you was, you know, in the army. And you came back and you was fucked up and you needed some time. And I waited. And you out here kissing bitches and shit. And she like, no wonder they discharge you for being crazy, which I thought was a low fucking blow. So she pissed. And I'm like, why you this pissed over him just kissing somebody? Like, at least hear him out. Like, she didn't give him any opportunity to really explain what happened. So she mad. It's dark as fuck. But I guess she all emotional because their friend just got killed. But anyhow, she run off into the fucking woods. Now, first of all, why you gonna run off into the woods by yourself at night in some woods that you is not familiar with? She do not have on no real clothes. She got like a fucking mini skirt and a tank top and some flip-flops or some shit. Like, this is not some shit you need to have on in the woods. She ain't got no pants. I'm sure they got ticks out there. She do not have on long sleeves. She ain't got no jacket. I mean, it's the summer, so it's probably hot. But like, your feet gonna be all fucked up traipsing through the woods in the night in flip-flops. It don't matter because she got killed. She got out in the woods, and I was wrong as fuck about her. I was right about the black dude, but I was wrong about her making it to the end. She got killed. The dude who killed the black, he had on like an all-black sweatsuit or some shit, a hoodie. He come out the woods, knocked this bitch down, and then he beat her to fucking death with a hammer. And then he leave the hammer. He run off. And then they hear her screaming, so they run out. They get to her. They see her all fucked up. And then soldier, like, grab her, and he get blood all on him. So now he having, like, a PTSD flashback. And he like, you guys get back to the house. And he find a hammer. So he about to go to war, but he probably going to get killed too. Or is he the killer? And but no, he was talking to them while she was getting killed, so it couldn't be him. So anyway, we got two down. Black and Lily White. I really thought Lily White was going to make it, but they got me on that one. And Douche Nerd is still in the crib being pissed off that soldier kissed the slutty girl. But everybody about to die now, so I'll be back. Okay, so Brother Soldier walking around the woods and shit looking for the killer who just fucked his Lily White up. Excuse me. And he don't find him. You know, he pick up Lily White body. He get back to the house. He like, I'm a barrier in the yard. First of all, why you just taking a liberty and feeling like you about to just bury this bitch? Don't you feel like you should call the sheriff or like her family? Like, her family want her to be buried out in the fucking wilderness. But anyway, so he go to the shed to get a shovel so he can bury her. And then the douche nerd come out to help him, and they bury her in the yard, I guess. You know, he gets scared, whatever, whatever. Then the girls, the sister and the slutty girl, is like in a room, slutty girl all like hysterical and crying and shit. This bitch is losing her shit. She was talking so much shit in the beginning and now a couple dead bodies and she like can't keep it together. So the sister like, bitch, why don't you take a shower? Like, you know, get this blood off you, because she had got some blood on her from Lily White's body. So she's taking a shower and then she sees some creepy shit like all in the window and this douche nerd, but she, you know, they don't know that at first. So they like, what the fuck? So then like brother soldier go out looking, trying to figure out what's going on. He don't know, and he see douche nerd outside. Douche nerd come in and he like, yeah, y'all, I'm sorry, I was looking at that bitch. So they decide they gonna try to chill there for the night. And in the morning, like, go to the sheriff and try to figure out what the fuck is going on. So throughout all of that, they kind of figure out that, one, the black wasn't killed by a wolf. And the girl was, her head was bashed in with a hammer. And so douche nerd is like, look, the way that these people are getting killed is very similar to what's happened in some Stephen King novels. And so maybe there's some sort of connection between that. So that's kind of what they think is going on. The girls kind of think that douche nerd got something to do with it, because he always is suspiciously not around when somebody get killed. But, you know, oh, and they also learned, they also kind of not really discovered, but realized that in this town, everybody in the town is like crazy, stupid, quiet. Like, they don't yell. There's no loud talking. There's no loud music. And so that the reason the black got killed, because he had his music loud as fuck. And then Lily White got killed because she was pissed off at Brother Soldier and she was walking through the woods yelling and screaming and, you know, getting off fucking loud. So now they like, all right, well, let's at least just kind of try to be quiet. And everybody done fell asleep, that's left. And Dushner having a weird Stephen King dream, and only the slutty girl is awake at this moment. We got about 20 minutes to go, so I just needed to get that shit out, because I knew I was gonna forget about that quiet part and whatever else that I had told y'all that I've already forgot, because I already told it. So when we come back, we're gonna be wrapping up the end of You Can't Kill Stephen King. We still got the slut, douche nerd, brother soldier, sister, all the crazy weird townspeople that's still alive. You gotta be quiet as fuck in this town. And I think that's pretty much it so far. And hopefully this shouldn't be over like real soon. So they all waiting around, sleeping and shit. The slutty girl is like not falling asleep. She like, fuck this, I don't want to be here, I'm scared as fuck. Dushner having a weird Stephen King dream, and the slutty chick is like, fuck this shit, I'm out. So this bitch bust up. She pretty much like, I'm about to go get the boat, I'm about to sail myself the fuck out of here and leave all you motherfuckers behind. She's scandalous as fuck. So they wake up, they see that she fucking gone, and they're like, what the fuck, where she go? They looking all around, they like, fuck, this bitch bust up on us. So they all run out to the beach because they figure she must have, or they must have heard a boat or some shit. And they're like, oh shit, this bitch left us on a boat. They get out to the beach. The boat gone. They see her dead body down the beach with some sand or some shit in her mouth. Or some other killing similar to a Stephen King novel. If I had taken notes, I'd be able to tell y'all. But it really don't matter. She dead. So now we got douche nerd and brother soldier and his sister. So they're like, what the fuck? So they get back to the house and douche nerd like, look, y'all, these three murders, they all like Stephen King novels. What we need to do is essentially set a trap. Not a motherfucker Scooby Doo and a mystery gang. So he motherfucker Fred like, we need to set a trap, guys, and we can catch them. What we need is some bait. Pretty much. He's like, in one of the Stephen King movies, there's a girl like walking up, going up a ladder in a barn, and she fall or blah, 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 blah. So he's like, look, we need to recreate that. Sister girl, you be climbing up the ladder, make a bunch of noise. That'll draw the killer to you. And then, you know, brother soldier gonna jump out, stab him in the back. So they like, bet, let's do it. But brother and sister, like, you know what? We don't really trust you, douche nerd. So we're going to tie you the fuck up and leave you here. He's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But just so y'all know, I know who the killer is. It's Stephen King. They're like, what? He's like, seriously, he fucking hate the noise and blah, blah, blah. They're like, yeah, whatever, you crazy. Time up, duct tape on his mouth. They bust up, head to the barn. They get to the barn. Playing in action. She climb up a ladder. She got a boombox. She get to the top. She playing loud ass fucking rock music. Brother Soldier down, you know, below waiting. He having some motherfucking war flashbacks, not paying attention. The killer get there. He kind of missed that he up the ladder before he had an opportunity to stab him in the back. So he like, oh, sister, sister, he coming, he coming, he coming. Of course, this bitch don't hear him because she blaring fucking rock music. I feel like you could still hear like, hey, or some shit moving around. But whatever the case, she don't hear him. He get up on her. They tussle, tussle, fissy, fissle. He knock her the fuck off the top of the barn. Shit, she's standing on and she fucking dead. But the soldier come up there. He all mad. They, you know, tussle, tussle, fissle, fissle. He kind of knocked the dude down. He getting ready to like stab his head off, but Duchner has got loose from his restraints, came in there and like knocked him down, and he like, dog, you can't fucking kill Stephen King. He was like, we can turn him in or whatever, you know. He was like, he killed everybody. He was like, yeah, I get that, but I can't fucking let you still kill Stephen King. So they kind of get into some little fighting, and then Douche Nerd like started making Brother Soldier have all these fucking war flashbacks and, you know, horns and shit. He going straight crazy. And essentially Douche Nerd kind of, oh no, Brother Soldier get Douche Nerd down. Brother Soldier about to kill him. Then Stephen King come back up, kill fucking Brother Soldier. And then he look at Douche Nerd and he just go, shh. And then I think they kind of show some quick flashbacks of the townspeople kind of disposing of some of the bodies of the people who got killed. And then they jump to the beginning of the film, and not the beginning of the film, they jump to the diner the kids were at in the beginning of the film. And there's another group of kids who've come in and they're like, where does Stephen King live? And the diner lady is like, Stephen King don't live here no more. And then they show kind of like a typewriter finishing up a novel, and it's like The Quiet by Stephen King based on true events. And then the kids that are in the diner are like, oh, you know, all weird, like, we want to see Stephen King. Then the sheriff comes in and is like, listen, we like to keep it quiet around here. And this fucking Douche Nerd, Douche Nerd's the sheriff now. He's gonna fucking let Douche Nerd be the sheriff. But I guess you know what the fuck went down, and he was totally fine and covering up all those murders. And like, those kids' families didn't look for them. Like, they don't give a fuck about their kids. Like, they knew where they were going. They knew they were going to Douche Nerd's family's cabin. So nobody came looking for them. Like, they didn't do any kind of fucking investigation. I don't believe that. I don't believe these kids' families just gave zero fucks about them. Especially now the fucking Douche Nerd is the sheriff. I would be like, wait a minute, how the fuck did you become the sheriff? You got no sheriffing skills. You're a fucking douchebag and a nerd. That is not equal sheriff. How did you get this job? Anyway, so that was it. It went off. All the motherfuckers is dead. Their bodies got all disposed of in some kind of way. I think most of them got dumped in the river, in the lake. But they all got disposed of in some kind of way. And everybody got killed but Douche Nerd. And Stephen King was a killer, but not, you know. I mean, yeah, Stephen King was a killer in this movie. You never actively saw him or his face. But there was a scene where his glasses did fly off, you know. So, but yeah, they made Stephen King the killer. I wonder how they was able to. I mean, I guess he's a public figure, so you could just use his name. I mean, he can't really fight it. I should do some research, but I'm not. So that was You Can't Kill Stephen King. They had all, you know, usual tropes in there. Poked a little fun at themselves. It was overall entertaining. I mean, it's not something I will watch like again and again. So I'm only going to give this 2 Ninja Stars, y'all. It was okay. But like, some of the people, I wish they had got killed sooner than they had got killed. because they was getting on my motherfucking nerves. So I couldn't imagine if this was a real life situation. Like everybody, okay, obviously it's not a real life situation. Everybody was talking so much shit to fuck a douche nerd, but now I see why he was such an asshole, because these kids were ridiculous. But Two Ninja Stars, free on Prime, not free, you know, cost whatever the pennies of your Prime membership for said month that you watch this. But you can't kill Stephen King. That is the inaugural episode that I'm posting anyway of Ghost Ninja Raccoon. I hope you like what you hear. If you do, say what's up. Shoot me an email at ghostninjaraccoon@gmail.com. Make suggestions about movies you'd like me to watch. I might watch them. I might not. Don't get pissed off if I don't pick your movie. But if I pick it, I'm going to talk about it. And then I'll tell you what I think. Well, I really won't tell you what I think. I'm just tell you what happened. And, you know, that's it. Anyway, Ghost Ninja Raccoon out. Till next time.